When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Need to change your life, but don't know how to start? Is your stress and worries keeping you awake at night? Have you been battling grief, anxiety, or depression all alone? Have you lost touch with your own sense of being or spirituality? Soul Free Therapies offers professional and affordable live video streaming counseling and coaching services from the comfort of your own home. Sessions offered in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. Go to our website at www.soul-free.com and book your first session today.
Hey, check out our brand new sponsor, Dynamic Solutions 2. That's the number 2. They offer a life-changing dynamic financial solution, the finest in fast, professional, affordable credit repair. Is your credit in bad shape? Do you need a new car? Ready to buy a new house? You want to rent an apartment? Are you going to apply for a job? Any one of these activities, they're going to ask for a credit report, and they're going to check out your credit score. Let Dynamic Solutions 2 erase your negative credit remarks. They have affordable monthly prices. They accept Visa, MasterCard, PayPal options available. You go to www.dynamicsolutions2.com or call 424-888-2820, 424-888-2820. Now, if you enter promo code ED or you mention Ed Opperman, you get a 10% discount. How's that? You get a free consultation, all negative items removed, get back in positive credit position. Dynamic Solutions 2, life-changing dynamic financial solutions. 424-888-2820. Tell them Ed Opperman sent you. You get a 10% discount.
Hey, you, podcast listener. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. Take the blue pill. You wake up in your bed and go back to listening to mundane podcasts that won't challenge your religious beliefs and your so-called truths about reality, the universe, and consciousness. Take the red pill. Subscribe to the Event Horizon podcast, hosted by Mark Anthony Peterson, and he will show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Event Horizon takes a walk into the paranormal with a splash of conspiracy. It's the podcast that would be born if David Icke and the X-Files had a baby. Subscribe to the Event Horizon podcast by Mark Anthony Peterson on Spreaker, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Stitcher, or any of your other favorite podcast platforms. Remember, all we are offering is the truth, nothing more.
It's the Opperman Report. Join digital forensic investigator and PI Ed Opperman for an in-depth discussion of conspiracy theories, strategy of New World Order resistance, high-profile court cases in the news, and interviews with expert guests and authors on these topics and more. It's the Opperman Report. And now, here is investigator Ed Opperman.
Okay, welcome to the Opperman Report. I'm your host, private investigator Ed Opperman. And you can find me at Opperman Investigations and Digital Forensic Consulting. You can also find me through my website, emailrevealer.com, where you can get an autographed copy of my book, How to Become a Successful Private Investigator. If you like today's show, check out our members section at oppermanreport.com. I know a lot of people's memberships are coming up. We have to update the paywall system, okay? Whereas, you know, how the membership software, okay? So if you're having a problem with your password on that, just get a hold of me. We have a temporary password for you. But you can still do the deal, 13 months for $65. I have a lot of content about to go up in there as soon as we get a chance. It's at oppermanreport.com. But if you PayPal me directly, contact me through PayPal at oppermanreport@gmail.com. I'll give you a discount, 13 months for $65. And we can really use your support right now because we have a lot going on. We've actually updated Victoria's Help Victoria Opperman Get to College GoFundMe. Because the semester's up, and she has to take a trip back to Nevada. So she won't be able to work during that period of time, you know, and there's the flight back and forth. We're going to be driving back, because I'm moving. And so we have a lot of expenses coming up in the next month that you really wouldn't believe. I mean, a lot going on here. I thought I had all this extra content taped and ready to go, but then I got sick. I caught the flu. I was sick for 2 weeks. So all that extra content that we have, this is the first time I've done a solo broadcast in over 3 weeks because I've been so damn sick. And also, too, with the daylight savings time change, I'm just so tired by the time 7 o'clock comes around because my sleep schedule is so goofy. So if you want to become a member, we can really use your support right now. You can email me at oppermanreport@gmail.com, and I'll send you a PayPal invoice there, and you get 13 months for $65, and that's what helps to support the show. And also, too, if you want to help Victoria with her college funding, it's Help Victoria Opperman Get to College, and we can really use your support there right now, especially. Also, too, if you like these shows, you can check out our archives are free at Spreaker.com, Spreaker.com. You go there for free. You can sign up for free. There's a chat room. You get an email notification anytime there's some new live content comes out or any new content whatsoever. I play repeats every single night of the week. So you can check that out. Now, we got a great big news. Just yesterday, we got a new sponsor, and he's going to be taking us on the air down in Florida. We're going to be on a big station down in Florida, AM station, 5 days a week. So that means we'll be on in Florida, we're on in Nevada, we're on in Utah, and we're on in California. 39 cities right now. I don't know how many cities are down there in Florida, but it's a good 5 or 10 cities. It's a big chunk of coverage around Tampa and Bradenton and Clearwater, Sarasota. Covers a huge area. And I think it even dips a little bit into Alabama. You know, it goes all the way out into the Gulf of Mexico. I know that. So if you're out there on a boat and stuff like that, you know, you laugh at that, right? But every single week, because I'm here in Nevada, right, on air, and the signal covers Lake Mead, and the signal covers Mount Charleston. And when you're out there on your boat in Lake Mead or you're camping out at Lake Mead, there's no TV out there. There's no internet out there. So the only thing you got is AM radio. So every single week I get an email from someone saying, hey, I was out on my boat. Or, hey, we were camping up there at Mount Charleston. You know, we listened to the show. And it, you know, another thing, too, that's funny, too, is people will say they started listening to the show and they were vacationing in Vegas, and they went back to Utah, or they went back to California, and they were listening to the show in Vegas, and then they heard it on another station, the same show, on their drive to in California. So that's kind of cool, too, when you get that. So welcome all our new listeners, and we're going to be on soon in Florida. So if you ever thought about advertising, this would be a great time to do it, because we have great advertising rates. And also, too, I'm going to be picking up another package of stations, too, AM, FM stations, about 8 to 12. It's like a package. That we're going to be getting into too, but that's only going to be like 1 hour a week, but it'll get us some exposure to different areas. So if you want to advertise, get a hold of me at OppermanReport@gmail.com. More good news for you is, you know, if people following the old saga of my contact lenses, I found an eye doctor to fit my contact lens. I have to wear these really hard contact lenses. And so I finally found an eye doctor that was covered with. That would do this for me, because it really is an art. A lot of eye doctors don't even do it. I can't go to like lens crafters or those kind of places you see in a mall. And when my old eye doctor back in New York was actually a surgeon, and he had done the eye surgery on the Pope, and he had done the eye surgery on Mother Teresa, okay, because he did a lot of stuff with the Vatican. And he always told me, and this guy was a real big shot eye doctor. You had to make an appointment like 3 months in advance, and you get to his office. You're still waiting. You'd be waiting in a waiting room for 3 months after that. You'd be waiting all day long. And so he always told me I was going to need eye surgery. But when I just had my eyes examined yesterday, the woman told me, she says, nope, you're never going to need eye surgery. Your eyes will never get worse than they are right now because of a. She could tell by the progress of how bad they've gotten over the past 10 years. So she says, this is you know, your eyes are, this is pretty much the last prescription you're going to need. So thank God for that. Been working on a lot of stuff besides that. I got a couple of really, really big shows coming up. One is I was contacted by Jeffrey Epstein's ex-business partner, the guy who's the Ponzi scheme guy. I think his first name is Steven Hoffenberg, you know. And there's a book coming out, and he's the source for the book, and he's promoting the book. And he contacted me about coming on the show, so I'm in discussions with him. I don't think he's done any interviews, but he's aware of what I'm doing over here, so he's contacted us about coming on the show. So there's that. Okay, that's a pretty big deal, I think. Then the other thing is, you might recall a few months back, I did an interview with private investigator Paul Baresi. It's called The Hollywood Bagman, and you can find it on Spreaker.com. You can listen to it for free. Really, really popular interview, man. He's a really fascinating guy. He at one point was a gay porn star. He hates to talk about that, but he was a gay porn star and a gay porn producer. And he actually had an affair, homosexual affair. He had some kind of a relationship with John Travolta. He's kind of vague about it now, but he's been in the tabloids claiming it was a homosexual affair. And then he got involved with the tabloids, selling stories to the tabloids, and became involved in private investigative work. And a very legit, though, PI in California, worked with Anthony Pelicano, worked for some of the biggest lawyers and law firms and Hollywood press people out there in California in showbiz. Michael Jackson, he talked about it. He worked on the Michael Jackson, you know, for Jackson, you know, and he came on the show. He said he believes Jackson's guilty. So, involved in a lot of stuff. So, he was on our show, and he was quoting some, he likes to quote Shakespeare and quote these famous literature, works of literature. Fascinating guy. And he's even more fun off the air, by the way, when he's calling me up every 10 minutes. We've established a professional relationship off the air, and he's a very persistent guy, man. If you don't pick up the phone on the first ring, he's practically banging your door down. And you know how I am with that kind of stuff. Everybody, I'm notorious for not returning phone calls and not being able to keep up with all my phone messages and stuff like that, and changing my phone numbers. You know, I'd say. You know, people still laugh about that, but I'll just change my business phone number one day. Anyway. So, he was on the show and he was quoting some famous literary work, you know. And I guess that Johnny Depp's attorney was listening to the show. Because Johnny Depp's attorney went to a tabloid publication called The Blast, and he quoted my show. He said it was a podcast. He didn't mention my name, but he quoted the show, and made some disparaging remarks about Paul Baresi. Right? So I got to talking to Paul about all this, and it turns out he has some very interesting information about the Johnny Depp. So we're hoping he's going to come on the show. He's been doing research and investigating on people in Hollywood for all these years. So he has a whole wealth of information. So he's going to be coming on our show and talking about a lot of information he has. It's going to be a breaking, groundbreaking stuff. If we could talk about some of the stuff he's told me off the air and some of the material I've seen that's backed up with the telephone recordings, witness statements, court documents, settled court documents, settled lawsuits. And if we can get that on the air to you here, it'll be international headline news. Now, that's no exaggeration. So you can look forward to that. Let's see. You know, I was talking about, even right now when I'm trying to do this little live solo segment here, you know, I'm still feeling sick. I'm still feeling down from the flu, you know. I was down for 2 weeks. And I didn't leave the house for about 12, 13 days. And I've only been leaving the house now for about 4 days. All right, so I was really sick, man. I hadn't had a sore throat like that. It started out with fever and chills, you know? And then I got this horrible sore throat like never before in my life. I've had strep throat, but I haven't been sick in a good 18 years. I haven't been sick like that since I moved here to Vegas. And so this really knocked me out, man. And from the fever, and I wasn't eating. Those 14 days, I had maybe 10 meals the whole time. And even that was just like stuff. One time I had some Chinese food, and one time I had one of those Impossible Whoppers, you know. So, the rest of the time it was just like French fries I would eat, you know. Because I wasn't leaving the house, you know. So I was really, really, really in bad shape. And from drinking the NyQuil, you know, I was drinking a lot of NyQuil just to clear my sinuses and help me sleep, and this horrible sore throat I had, I was dehydrated because I couldn't drink anything, you know. I was having all these memories of my life and my youth and past relationships and these dreams, these really vivid dreams, you know. And I watched this movie about Sid and Nancy, you know, back in 1979, back in Manhattan with the Chelsea Hotel and Max's Kansas City and CBGB's and all kind of stuff. It just brought back all these memories of my life, you know, and old past relationships and stuff. And it was so intense and so vivid, you know, that I had one ex-girlfriend had a dream about me and contacted me. And, you know, says, well, Ed, you know, you're not going to, I was thinking about the other day. I was thinking about us back in New York, you know. And I says, why? You're not going to believe this. You know, I've been having these fever dreams. I've been thinking about you, too. And another ex-girlfriend of mine here in Vegas contacted me on Thanksgiving morning just to say, hey, you know, how are you? I'm thinking about you. You know, we made peace. You know?
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast. Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I had one of those little breakups and it wasn't a big deal, but so it was just so intense, this flu, you know? And so I've been feeling weak and been feeling sorry for myself, and now, you know, pity party for myself here. And in the past 24 hours or 48 hours, you hear this story of this young man, Carlos Gregorio Hernandez Vasquez, a 16-year-old Guatemalan migrant, who is held in one of those detention centers, okay, in Texas. And young 16-year-old man, you see the photos of him, handsome guy, handsome kid, his whole life ahead of him, just think 16 years old. Think back to, you know, I was thinking back, you know, to when I was 16 years old in the past couple of weeks. I was thinking back to it. You know, I can remember my girlfriend when I was 16 years old, the, you know, the passion, the love you have for a young love like that, when your first loves, your first job when you're 16, your first car, all that kind of stuff, right? You know? And I've had a whole life, man. I'm 57, so it's been a whole 40 years since I've been 16 years old. 40 years of life I've had. But this kid, 16 years old, was in this detention center, and he caught the flu. And he had 103-degree fever. Now, here I am feeling sorry for myself over here. I got a nice warm apartment. I got a nice bed with a blanket and pillows and TV set and watching movies, you know, while I'm recuperating here. And I'm on the internet, I'm on a computer, I'm on the telephone, talking to ex-girlfriends, you know. I'm sitting there drinking my bottles of NyQuil, you know, and I don't drink, take the recommended dosage on that stuff, I just take sips out of the bottle, you know, all day long, sip it like I'm sipping cognac, you know, taking, you know, Tylenol and ibuprofen and all that kind of stuff, you know, every 2 hours you're switching back and forth, nasal spray, tissues to blow my nose, all this stuff you got. When you're sick and you're feeling sorry for the bowl of soup, you know. You're feeling sorry for yourself. And here's this kid on a cement floor. Same. His symptoms had to be worse than mine, man, because, you know, he had all kinds. He had sepsis still, you know, infections. And hey. And the kid was just lying there on the floor throwing up blood. Until then, they had a video of him, you know, in his cell. Because, you know, for some reason, we take young men, you know, seeking asylum, and we put them in prison cells. You know, I can't figure that out, you know, why that is and why that's acceptable to people. Why we would hold people in such horrific conditions, but that's what we do. And even when they're sick and should be in a hospital, 103-degree fever, you just let them lie there on the floor with a aluminum blanket. And you just let them die. 16 years old. You know? No chance. You know? No opportunity. And, you know, I know there's going to be people that are going to listen to this show and say, well, Ed, he was illegal. You know? He didn't have a certain piece of paper in his pocket that I have in my pocket. That makes me better than him. I deserve life and he deserves death, Ed. He deserves what he gets because he doesn't have this piece of paper. Because a lot of people think that they got some kind of piece of paper in their pockets going to save them from that same kind of brutal, the same kind of inhumane treatment and brutality is not going to befall you that befell this poor kid. Because you got a little piece of paper in your pocket. And that's what you think. You know? That's what you think. All right? That's just brilliant thinking, man. That's really going to work out good for you. You know? Hey, so, you know, God bless this kid, Carlos Gregorio Hernandez Vasquez, a 16-year-old boy. He's got a mother, got a father, got relatives, people that loved him. And just another statistic. Six kids have died in custody here, you know, in these detention centers. And you have people trying to say that, oh, no, Ed, Trump's rescuing these people. They're victims of human trafficking. He's saving them, Ed. That's why he takes them and puts them in these cages to die. Ed, don't you see that? Well, how do you know that? Where did he come up with that theory? Well, Q tells us, Ed. Q, an anonymous 4chan Reddit guy who gives us clues and fortune cookie little clues and tells us these. And right around the corner, Ed, there's going to be all mass arrests and all this kind of stuff. And we're all going to be happy and Hillary's going to jail. You know, because Trump's going to save us all, Ed. Right? Yep. Well, we'll be getting into that in a minute. We'll be getting into that stuff in a minute. I got a whole lot to tell you. And I'm watching these impeachment hearings and stuff like that. You know, this guy Sondland, the one who gave Trump $1 million in order to become an ambassador. What's this guy's name here? Oh. Where is this guy? Gordon Sondland. You know, it's funny how, you know, good old Mr. Trump there, he's never met a pervert or a child molester or a rapist or a sex trafficker that he doesn't have a friendship with. We even turned up some information about his relationship and his friendship with Liberace. He gave Liberace a free apartment to use in Trump Tower in New York City. Right around the same time that Liberace had just broken up with his little 15-year-old boyfriend there, Scott Thorson. You know? And Scott Thorson, as you know, had a relationship with Michael Jackson, too, and we know his background and history. And did you know that Mr. Trump's sons said that when they were... our dad's no racist. Because when we were kids, he let us play with Michael Jackson. He let us play video games with Michael Jackson. You gotta love it, man. So Mr. Trump there with his relationships with people like Adnan Khashoggi, sex trafficker. George Nader was just arrested again for possession of child pornography, child rapist. You know, all these connections here. We're supposed to overlook all that and think he's about to save us. Anyway, one of his buddies is this guy Gordon Sondland. Remember Gordon Sondland? You know, he gave Trump $1 million to become ambassador to the EU. And then wound up in this Ukraine deal, and he was testifying there, right? Talking about, yeah, Trump knew everything. This is a policy. Pretty much became a John Dean, you know? Well, this guy's got his own interesting background. He's from Oregon up there, right? And he was at the movie premiere with Gus Van Sant about the movie about Milk, Harvey Milk, another notorious child rapist, had a 15-year-old runaway boyfriend. So he was at the movie premiere there with Gus Van Sant, who has his own reputation against these same lines. And he's also photographed with notorious child predator and rapist Terry Bean. So this guy's got his own wonderful connections going on over there. And I'm watching this guy being questioned by Jim Jordan, right? You know what? Let me see what we're doing on time. Because that whole Jim Jordan thing is a whole story in itself. Yeah, let's take a little commercial break and we'll get back. I'll tell you about Jim Jordan.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Are you ready to change your life, but don't know how to start? Is your stress and worries keeping you awake at night? Have you been battling grief, anxiety, or depression all alone? Have you lost touch with your own sense of being or spirituality? Soul Free Therapies offers professional and affordable live video streaming counseling and coaching services from the comfort of your own home. Sessions offered in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. Go to our website at www.soul-free.com and book your first session today.
Hey, check out our brand new sponsor, Dynamic Solutions 2. That's the number 2. They offer a life-changing dynamic financial solution. The finest in fast, professional, affordable credit repair. Is your credit in bad shape? Do you need a new car? Ready to buy a new house? You want to rent an apartment? Are you going to apply for a job? Any one of these activities, they're going to ask for a credit report and then check out your credit score. Let Dynamic Solutions 2 erase your negative credit remarks. They have affordable monthly prices. They accept Visa, MasterCard, PayPal options available. You go to www.dynamicsolutions, that's the number 2.com, or call 424-888-2820, 424-888-2820. Now, if you enter promo code ED or you mention Ed Opperman, you get a 10% discount. How's that? You get a free consultation, all negative items removed, get back in positive credit position. Dynamic Solutions 2, life-changing dynamic financial solutions. 424-888-2820. Tell them Ed Opperman sent you. You get a 10% discount.
Hey, you, podcast listener. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. Take the blue pill. You wake up in your bed and go back to listening to mundane podcasts that won't challenge your religious beliefs and your so-called truths about reality, the universe, and consciousness. Take the red pill. Subscribe to the Event Horizon podcast, hosted by Mark Anthony Peterson, and he will show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Event Horizon takes a walk into the paranormal with a splash of conspiracy. It's the podcast that would be born if David Icke and the X-Files had a baby. Subscribe to the Event Horizon podcast by Mark Anthony Peterson on Spreaker, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Stitcher, or any of your other favorite podcast platforms. Remember, all we are offering is the truth, nothing more.
Have you ever heard of Castile Soap? Pure soap flake company handcrafts fine soap bars, laundry powder, and concentrated soap flakes using organic vegetable oils from their northern Minnesota facility. Bathe your body and wash your clothes with pure soap products that are free of fragrance, GMOs, palm oil, sodium lauryl sulfate, and synthetic additives, safe for drains and waterways, and work great in high-efficiency washers and top and front-loading machines. They have a little promotion going on. Contact them to order some soap. Mention the Opperman Report. You're going to get a free gift. Order today at PureSoapFlakes.com or give them a call, 218-568-2525, 218-568-2525. Pure Soap Flake Company is a proud member of the Handcrafted Soap and Cosmetic Guild.
It's the Opperman Report. And now, here is investigator Ed Opperman.
Okay, well, welcome back to the Opperman Report. I'm your host, private investigator Ed Opperman. That's who I am. Thank you so much for joining our show again this evening. If I haven't been back and done a solo show like this in a long time, I'm a little out of practice. A couple of things that are floating around out there that I wanted to touch base on. One is Dershowitz, Alan Dershowitz. You know, Alan Dershowitz was a guest on the Brian Kilmeade radio show. And everyone's wondering, everyone keeps talking about it like he didn't confess. But everyone's talking about this stuff about the ABC News story about Epstein that was killed. And they say, well, why was it killed? And then why did the thing was leaked by that Project Veritas guy? And then they fired the guy who leaked it. And everyone's trying to figure out, well, how come, you know, what's behind ABC News here? Well, guys, Alan Dershowitz admitted, he confessed, that he's the one that killed that piece. I heard him say it myself on the Brian Kilmeade show, radio show. So that you can, you know, you got to get that out there. I can't tell you everything. I can't do everything for you. Okay? I can't make all these memes for you guys. You know? Anyway. So we're watching these impeachment hearings, right? And they got this guy, Jim Jordan. Representative Jim Jordan.
And he's the guy that always wears the shirt sleeves, you know, and talks, you know, real fast, you know, and he was, did the Benghazi hearings, you know, and then he's got on these impeachment hearings and stuff like that. This guy's a real rising star there, you know, in the Republican Party. And I'm watching him talk to this guy, Gordon Sondland, and he's talking about how, well, you know, Mr. Trump doesn't like foreign aid, and he doesn't like corruption. He doesn't like giving out foreign aid. So, you know, he said, hey, let's look into these guys. Let's investigate this and see if these guys are on the up and up. So waited 55 days, and then he checked them out. He says, hey, these guys are okay. Let's send the money. Because he did an investigation into corruption in Ukraine and its deal with the Tomahawk javelin missiles. Well, okay. All right. Now, I happen to know a little bit about foreign aid and stuff like that because I used to be the own part of a business. I helped finance it. It was an x-ray business, x-ray equipment sales and repair, leasing. And one of the things that the big company did was their old obsolete equipment. When there was like a hurricane, let's say in Haiti or something like that, they would say, well, you know, we want to donate our old obsolete equipment to Haiti, you know, but we need to get paid for it. So they'd get the foreign aid, we'd get paid to them, and they'd get rid of their old obsolete equipment. So I know how this works. And I know how corruption works, right? Now, if you got a deal here, right, where we're giving $400 million to Ukraine to buy these missiles, these javelin missiles from Lockheed Martin, and you want to make sure that that money doesn't get stolen. Now, you don't want to give a check to the president of Ukraine and he puts it into his checking account. You know, and he starts writing some checks to pay his gas bill and his rent and stuff like that. And then he goes shopping for missiles. No, you can prevent that. You know, you can prevent that easy with a purchase order. Right? Before we issue this check, we could say, well, where's the purchase order from Lockheed Martin for these javelin missiles that you're going to purchase? We demand to see the purchase order. Okay, now I'm being facetious here because obviously they have all kinds of... Trust me, not a dime okay, is released without all these details being worked out. Okay, it's not Trump sitting there saying, well, I want this guy checked out. That's all the nonsense that Jim Jordan is selling you. I don't lie to you. I tell you the truth. Now, the deal is this. Okay, stop and think. If we're concerned that there's some kind of corruption within this deal, that we got a $400 million check and we got $400 million worth of missiles from Lockheed Martin, they're going to go to Ukraine and Lockheed Martin's going to get this check. Right? Now that's easily solved with a purchase order. All right? The only opportunity for any corruption in that deal is Lockheed Martin says, well, after we get the check, Mr. Ukraine, Zelensky, we're going to send you a box of cash. Or we're going to put a deposit in this Swiss bank account for you. So you're going to get a kickback. And that's, you know, that's the only possibility of corruption in this deal. So if Mr. Giuliani were actually investigating the possibility of corruption, there would be some kind of a phone call or an email or a letter, not to these gangsters in Ukraine, but to Lockheed Martin to say, hey, man, you know, we want to interview you and find out what's going on. If there's any possibility, you know, if you do these kind of, but if you notice both sides of the aisle, no one ever, Lockheed Martin has not been mentioned once. They're the only other partner. And they're the only possible avenue of any kind of corruption in this deal is Lockheed Martin. Okay? Hasn't been mentioned once in any of these hearings. They haven't been called in to testify. Giuliani's never contacted them. Trump's never mentioned them. It's the only possible avenue of corruption. So obviously, this thing had nothing to do with an investigation of corruption. It was using a foreign government to affect the U.S. elections. Okay? And I don't care what. Yeah, you guys think is going on. Could not be more clear. So I'm watching this guy, Jim Jordan, right? And I says, you know, isn't there something about this guy with the wrestling? He was an assistant wrestling coach, and there was a doctor, or a team doctor or something down there at this college. And they portray this story in the media that, well, there was a doctor down at Ohio State University. And this doctor was feeling up the athletes on the wrestling team and then the professional athletes down there at the school. Not professional, the amateur athletes, you know, the team athletes, school athletes. And they talk about it over and over that, well.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Oh, you know, a guy would go into the doctor's office to have his thumb examined, and you'd have to pull your pants down, and he would give you a genital examination. Okay? If you had, a thumb injury or a sore throat, and the guy got your pants down, and he's feeling your groin. That's how this story is being sold to the media. Now, I hope because what I'm going to tell you is, I did a little work on this. I'm going to tell you what's really going on, because I talked to the lawyer and I talked to one of the victims. I know what's going on in this case for real. All right? Now, I'm going to report this to you tonight and keep an eye out, because this is going to be breaking news in 5 years. You're going to hear it in the Miami Herald. Okay? So if the Miami Herald is out there listening, okay, I'm going to give you a chance to get out your little pen and paper and write down what I'm about to tell you so you could break this story in 5 years. Okay? You back? All right. Here's what's really going on. The way the mainstream media is trying to portray this story is that, well, this doctor's feeling up these guys, these kids on the team there, and Jim Jeffers was the assistant wrestling coach. He had to have known that this was going on, because there was a lot of locker room talk. And there was a lot of locker room talk of people talking about this stuff and making jokes about it. It was common knowledge. So he had to have known. And that's the story. That's the big scandal. That Jim Jeffers had to have known that this doctor was calling students into his medical facility there and groping them. Well, and I even went, I said, you know what, let me do a little show about this. Let me see what's going on with this. So I went out there and I found some websites devoted to this story and stuff like that. And I contacted the people involved, and they tell me that story. And I said, well, that's the story. Then I start digging a little bit more. I find one of the victims who's willing to talk to me. And I start talking to him. And boy, do I get an earful. And he puts me in touch with his lawyer. Okay? And we're going to be doing a show in the future with this lawyer. By the way, there's 30 defendants in this case, and they're suing the doctor, they're suing the school, but there's about 10 John Doe defendants in this case that are big, giant names. They're politicians, they're billionaires, they're celebrities, and they're athletes, okay? Because the story is not that there were some student athletes that were going to visit this doctor and he was feeling us. What was really going on at this college, okay, was that the administration of the college had allowed
adult faculty, teachers, staff, anybody that worked at this college or even their friends and stuff like that were allowed to use the locker rooms and the showers. So what was happening was, is every day at 3:30, when it was time, you know, when these students were, you know, showering up after their stuff, all these men from all over the facility there flocked to these showers in these locker rooms to see the young athletes naked. And they were, this was like a gay bathhouse it turned into. They were openly masturbating in the shower. They were openly having sex with each other in the showers, in the stairways, in the hallways, in the locker rooms. This wasn't some situation where there was talk about this, okay, and that they were going over to this doctor's office. And this was rampant. This was like a gay bathhouse, okay, where grown men were allowed into these boys' locker rooms and were having open sex in these locker rooms. By the way, Jim Jordan, his locker was right next to this doctor, okay, who was like the focus of this lawsuit and stuff like that. But there's a lot more than that. And many other people were complaining. They said, no way. Everyone knew what was going on because people were complaining to the administration saying, hey, man, every time I go down to this locker rooms here, I got to chase people. They're having gay sex in the hallways and in the stairways, and I'm chasing them out of there every single day. So this was something that was widely known. Now, I'm going to tell you something else that's not known. It's not being reported about this story. You're going to love this. The doctor, his name is Strauss, who's like one of the fall guys for this story here, at his office in the medical building. Okay? Now, do you know what that name of that building is? It's the Wexner Building. The Wexner Building. Does that name sound familiar to you? The Les Wexner Building? You can't make this up. You can't make this up. The building, this medical facility where this pervert Dr. Strauss, alleged pervert Dr. Strauss, is working. By the way, Strauss worked there for like 20 years. This wasn't something, you know, this wasn't something that happened a couple of times. This, you know, this was systemic, institutionalized perversion going on at this school, exposing these young athletes to this kind of perversion. Okay? And what happened to it? We'll get into that. But the building, a trustee at this school who still has an office at this school is Les Wexner, the guy from Victoria's Secrets, the buddy with Jeffrey Epstein, the guy who is Jeffrey Epstein's only client, only alleged client out there that he's managing his money. The one who gave Jeffrey Epstein power of attorney over all his finances and all his properties and stuff like that, that Les Wexner is a trustee at this school. That Les Wexner bought that building and donated it to the school where this doctor was working out, where they had open range access to teenage boys and young men in these locker rooms and these showers. Did you know any of this? Did anybody? The Miami Herald, can we get the Miami Herald on the phone and tell them about this right away? What's going on here? Did you also know that Epstein himself, the Dr. Evil himself of child molestation, did you know that he donated $3 million to this school as well? The school where they allowed access, open access to all these boys in these locker rooms? What do you think about that? What do you think about that? Okay. Now, like I said, I got the lawyer coming on. I got at least one of the victims. The lawyer's putting together victims for me. I've talked to these people off the record, okay? And I've gotten an earful, and I know for a fact that there's John Doe defendants in this case that they haven't been named. I know how that works because I've done that myself, okay? And there's a lot that's being covered up here on a very high, powerful level where some of these men who are now adults that are making these complaints that are part of this lawsuit are actually getting arrested and targeted and pulled in and court dates being misrecorded and they're being pulled in on warrants.
Because what another thing that's going on here is a lot of the people who graduated from this school, from this whole pattern of abuse and systemic perversion, have gone out into that community and they've gone into law enforcement, they've gone into the prosecutor's office, they've gone into the legal profession. They're pillars of the community over there now. Now, you start to wonder. You start to wonder. Or at least I do. Right? Well, whoa. What's going on here? You know, there's a lot more to this story than it's being reported for some reason. It's just as juicy as that. As a matter of fact, it is an Epstein story. Okay? You got Wexner in there. Still in there. Now I start wondering, what? Jim Jordan, the guy was an assistant wrestling coach. How does he get to be on these committees? The biggest one, Benghazi, is running that. He's running Benghazi. They bring him in, this impeachment thing, to do his shtick over and over again, repeating the same tired lines. And I remember this guy, too, and it always stuck in my head. The first time I spotted this guy was at a press conference after they grilled Hillary Clinton for 14 hours that day in the Benghazi hearings. And when they had the press conference after that, it was a long day, man. Everybody was exhausted. But this guy was shot out of a cannon. Like, he just took a little bump or something, you know what they call it. Those truckers take a little bump, you know, right? That cheap trucker's meth. And he was shot out of a cannon. Where did this guy get all his energy all of a sudden? Maybe he had a cup of coffee. Right? Now, how does a guy, right, go from becoming an assistant wrestling coach at OSU, which is steep in this kind of scandal, there's all kind of shenanigans going on here right out in the open, and still being covered up. How does this guy go from there to these big, powerful, most powerful hearings in the seat of our government? How does something like that happen? Well, let's take a look. Let's take a look, man. You know, you wonder, well, how does a guy like Epstein go from Welcome Back Cotter Coney Island High School to, you know, partners in this big, giant hedge fund, and to now a billionaire hanging out with Prince Andrew and Donald Trump and all these big, powerful folks? Well, I said, well, Ed, he does that through blackmail. Now, I've come to you on the show. I've talked to you, you know, people, I guess some people, you know, are paying attention and know a little bit about my background and stuff I'm doing and the kind of cases I work on, and I've worked on these cases. And so I know a little bit about blackmail. And I've said to you before in the show, I said, let me tell you something, man. Blackmail is a ballsy move. You got to have balls to be a blackmailer. Because the way to deal with a blackmailer is that you kill the blackmailer. All right? Your problem's solved. For free. Okay? For free or for really cheap. Now, you got a guy like Mr. Epstein there, right, who's blackmailing. Right? We know he's got videos and he's a blackmailer, right? And that's pretty much, you know, all agreed upon by all the YouTubers and all the guys out there, right? But one of the guys he's allegedly blackmailing is Bill Clinton. Now, Bill Clinton's a serious guy in his own right. CIA connections, Iran-Contra, MENA airport, the death count, you know. This guy's no joke. So in order to blackmail him, you got to have some pretty big balls to begin with and then some pretty big backup behind you to do it and get away with it. And if Epstein had the balls to put a 23-page letter in his plea negotiation saying that I helped create the Clinton Foundation, I'm not afraid of Bill Clinton to talk about that. And I want to stay out of jail for 18 months. I don't even want to be inconvenienced. So I'm going to rat out one of the most powerful men in the world and talk about my connection to him. He had no fear of doing that. And if you're not aware of that letter, you could find it on operandreport.com. I pretty much have it exclusively. All right. As Jim Jordan get from that locker room, a locker room that's funded partially by Jeffrey Epstein, and a school that has a trustee by the name of Lex Wexner. How does Jim Jordan get from that locker room? Assistant wrestling coach. I ain't even the main wrestling coach. He's an assistant. Assistant, you got to carry the bags and stuff, right? He's assistant wrestling coach. And he gets from there to Benghazi hearings and impeachment hearings. Well, when I look at Mr. Jim Jordan, I see a guy with balls. Okay? I see a guy who's not afraid to talk to people like Hillary Clinton, you know, and browbeat them and insult them. And I see a guy who's not afraid to defend a man like Donald Trump who's guilty of sin and all this kind of stuff like that. This is a guy with balls. How'd he get from there to there? A guy with balls. How does a guy with balls with that kind of information about what's going on in that locker room and who knows what else he saw with people like Epstein and Wexler floating around? How's he, well, a guy with balls, how's he get from there to there? I ask you. And you can come back and tell me what you think. I can tell you what I think. I think this guy's got it written all over him. Okay? And he made it up there that way. Now, you get him, okay? No one's heard about this, the stuff about these locker rooms and like an open bathhouse locker rooms down there at Ohio State University. Keep an eye on this space here because we're going to have a lawyer on, all right? And we're going to have one of the victims on, at least one, and we're working on. So keep an eye out for that, okay? Some kind of exclusive work. And my stuff, too, with Johnny Depp is going to be major international news as well. What else do I have going on? A ton of stuff. You know, I'm all week long. I've been talking about it on Facebook, but I might as well talk to you here because we've got some extra time. I had this young woman do some work for me. And she could do the work. She was really good, you know. It's so hard, you know, to find people that really can work and decent people can show up for work. And so I had this young woman, and she was doing great work for me. But then she couldn't keep coming into work because, you know, she had all these problems with an ex-boyfriend stealing her. If she would have left the apartment at one point, he would have just stole all his stuff and changed the locks. So she had to stay home and guard her stuff, you know. Anyway, she's like 4 months pregnant. And she's wound up now. She's homeless. She's pregnant. She has no car. So I let her stay here, you know, but you can't stay here forever. And Vic's coming back, you know. And Vic's also bringing her roommate from college, too. He's going to be staying here a little bit as well. So, you know, we've only got so much room here. Plus, I got to focus on what I'm doing. So, she needs to get her car, her truck back on the road. She's homeless, pregnant, not on drugs. She can work. She's not mentally ill. She's perfectly fine there. Hard worker, honest person. She doesn't steal. If you're in Nevada, you got a job for her, you can get a hold of me and help her out. Or if you can help her out, help to donate some money to pay to get her truck back on the road. There's a fine from DMV, so she's going to try and register down in Arizona. So she just needs really a couple of $100. Now, if you contact me about this, I'll put you in touch with her. She doesn't have a GoFundMe or anything like that. You're not going to send me any money. I'll put you in touch with her. You can deal with her. And I got my own stuff going on I got to worry about. So if anybody wants to, you know, all these people, you know, a lot of people listen to this show and they complain. Oh, Ed, you know, I tune into your show and I hear an ad for Planned Parenthood, Ed. My God, don't you know how evil they are and all that stuff? Okay, fine. You know, you hear an ad for Planned Parenthood. That's because the ads are targeted to what you go search. It has nothing to do with my show. The content of my show has anything to do with Planned Parenthood. You get an ad for Planned Parenthood because of what your activity is on the internet, okay? Those ads are targeted for you. They're not targeted for me, okay? I have nothing to do with Planned Parenthood ads or any whatever ads you see on the show, except for my sponsors like the Pure Soap Flake and the Cart King and those guys. Those are my people. But those fancy recorded ads, I have nothing to do with that. That's what you're targeting. Okay? So all these people out there are all in a huff. Okay? Here's, you know, who are pro-birth. Here's an expectant mother who's homeless who needs help. You can help her. You know? Put your money where your mouth is. Help the woman. She needs help. I'm helping her. You know? You can't help too. You know, keep one more woman off the street there. Hey. Oh, you know what? I can give you her email address directly. Maybe I better not. Contact me and then we'll play it that way. Oh, boy. All right, guys. Listen, thank you so much. I guess I'm still sick because this has really worn me down. I'll get back into a routine of doing these live. But I wanted to make sure I couldn't go another week without providing you with one of these solo shows. All right, guys. Thank you so much. We got coming up, too, Larry Lawton coming up tomorrow, too. We're going to be talking about a veteran who died in police custody as well. So we have that coming up for you, too. Good night.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Have you ever thought about opening your own mobile cart or kiosk business? Maybe the facility you manage could establish new revenue by adding coffee, food, or retail services. Cart King International can be the answer to your needs. Cart King is a North American designer and manufacturer of the finest mobile coffee, food, and retail carts and kiosks. Cart King has been working with clients and corporations across North America for 20 years, providing innovative designs, custom manufacturing, and timely delivery. Carts and kiosks are fun, and so are the dozens of designs on our website. Please visit us today at www.cart-king.com or just call us at 1-877-986-7771 and get your sales rolling.
Have you ever heard of Castile Soap? Pure Soap Flake Company handcrafts fine soap bars, laundry powder, and concentrated soap flakes using organic vegetable oils from their northern Minnesota facility. Bathe your body and wash your clothes with Pure Soap products that are free of fragrance, GMOs, palm oil, sodium lauryl sulfate, and synthetic additives. See.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
For drains and waterways, and work great in high-efficiency washers and top and front-loading machines. They have a little promotion going on. Contact them to order some soap. Mention The Opperman Report. You're going to get a free gift. Order today at PureSoapFlakes.com. Or give them a call, 218-568-2525, 218-568-2525. Pure Soap Flake Company is a proud member of the Handcrafted Soap and Cosmetic Guild.
Are you ready to change your life, but don't know how to start? Is your stress and worries keeping you awake at night? Have you been battling grief, anxiety, or depression all alone? Have you lost touch with your own sense of being or spirituality? Soul Free Therapies offers professional and affordable live video streaming counseling and coaching services from the comfort of your own home. Sessions offered in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. Go to our website at www.soul-free.com and book your first session today.
Is your credit in bad shape? Do you need a new car? Ready to buy a new house? Do you want to rent an apartment? Are you going to apply for a job? Any one of these activities, they're going to ask for a credit report and then check out your credit score. Let Dynamic Solutions 2 erase your negative credit remarks. They offer a life-changing dynamic financial solution, the finest in fast, professional, affordable credit repair. They have affordable monthly prices. They accept Visa, MasterCard, PayPal options available. You go to www.dynamicsolutions2, that's the number 2.com, or call 424-888-2820. Now, if you enter promo code ED or you mention Ed Opperman, you get a 10% discount. How's that? You get a free consultation, all negative items removed, get back in positive credit position. Dynamic Solutions 2, life-changing dynamic financial solutions.
Hey, you, podcast listener. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. Take the blue pill. You wake up in your bed and go back to listening to mundane podcasts that won't challenge your religious beliefs and your so-called truths about reality, the universe, and consciousness. Take the red pill. Subscribe to the Event Horizon podcast, hosted by Mark Anthony Peterson, and he will show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Event Horizon takes a walk into the paranormal with a splash of conspiracy. It's the podcast that would be born if David Icke and the X-Files had a baby. Subscribe to the Event Horizon podcast by Mark Anthony Peterson on Spreaker, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Stitcher, or any of your other favorite podcast platforms. Remember, all we are offering is the truth, nothing more.
OppermanReport.com. Hey, do you like what you're hearing? Do you like the work that you see us doing here at Opperman Report? You can support that work by becoming a member at OppermanReport.com. And as you have access to over 200 exclusive shows and interviews that you can't find on YouTube or Spreaker or iHeart or iTunes or KYAH, you can't find them anywhere else online, exclusive to our member sections, to our members. Also, too, there's images, videos, documents, court docs. And don't forget, you can hear your ad played here on the Opperman Report, reach hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people on a daily basis because the show is repeated every day all over the world. Contact me at OpperManReport@gmail.com and I'll give you a good deal on advertising rates.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.